And now this is a dictation for Robert. Pini, P as in Paul, E-A-N-E-Y, February 1258. Address as a letter to Dr. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Gross, G-R-O-S-S, 6298145. Dear Dr. Gross, follow up for Mr. Pini, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension with biopsy-proven abnormalities, underlying leukemia lymphoma, last visit in December. He was admitted from January 14 to January 21 for a three-vessel coronary artery bypass, brief atrial fibrillation, and a small left-sided apical pneumothorax, which apparently resolved by itself. He's completing cardiac rehabilitation, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies the use of oxygen, no dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, claudication symptoms. The vein donor for the bypass was on the left side. He denies any edema, ulcers. Next paragraph, the most recent medications include Demadex, Lipitor, aspirin, hydralazine, Coric, Glipizide, Eranesp, Wellbutrin, no anti-inflammatory agents, prior ACE inhibitors discontinued. Next paragraph, weight 162, blood pressure 160/96, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries. In the hospital, creatinine as high as 3.4. Few days ago, down to 2.5, although baseline is 2.2, 2.3. Present GFR will be 26, stage 4. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20. Low albumin 3.3, corrected calcium normal. Minor increase alkaline phosphatase. Normal bilirubin, normal transaminases. Low ferritin 85, although saturation 29%, anemia 10.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury at the time of coronary artery bypass. Next number, CKD stage 4. Next number, biopsy proven diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Next number, leukemia lymphoma. On treatment with Dr. Akat, AKKAD with anemia treatment at NESP. Next number, abnormal liver function test in relation to alkaline phosphatase. Next number, three-vessel coronary artery bypass. Next number, postoperative atrial fibrillation converted to sinus rhythm. Next paragraph, comments, there is no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, continual chemistry on a regular basis, management of chronic lymphocytic leukemia per hematology, we start dialysis based on symptoms, we educate patients about dialysis and AV fistula placement when GFR is 20 or below consistently. With his multiple medical issues, he might not be a candidate for transplant. Come back on the next few months, end of dictation.